the so-called quarterback controversy. Is there really a quarterback controversy in Kansas City?
There is with the fans, yes, indeed. Now, with the coaching staff, that's a different situation. It's very interesting. Trent Green had set a record for starts for a quarterback with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it was like 81 or 82 straight starts. And when he went down in the first game against Cincinnati, the people were saying, oh, my goodness, what can we do now? You got to play this Damon Heward guy. We don't know anything about him. He hadn't started in 6 years. He hadn't thrown a pass in a few years. He was the third quarterback last year, the guy that dressed but never got a chance to play. So we are in dire straits. Well, what happened? That Damon Heward went out, and he has won 5 games for Kansas City, put them right in the hunt for the division race and also a shot at the playoffs. And now the people are saying, well, what do we need this Trent Green guy for? But it's a very interesting situation. They're making something out of maybe is nothing. First of all, Herm Edwards, the head coach, had said when Trent got hurt, as soon as he's able to play, I might add, if people don't know, that he had a very severe concussion. That as soon as Trent's ready to play, he's our quarterback. He's going to be in there. Now, all of a sudden, there's something about chemistry that's being mentioned now. That the chemistry seems to be very good with this Damon Heward. He's getting the ball to our playmakers, people like Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez has had 2 or 3 sparkling games in a row. He's moving the ball around. And you mentioned 11 touchdown passes, which happens to be his number, too. So hopefully he's going to get more than 11. And just one interception. And I think if you ask any coach in the league, you know, would you take that? And they would say, give it to me now, right now. But there is, with the fans, controversies as to who should be the starting quarterback. And Nick, that could all change Sunday, because they're going to Miami to play the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are a good defensive football team, and it could present some problems for Kansas City's offense. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens after the Dolphin game.